The topic of today's shiur is the Arba Yomim Ben Yom Kippur L'Sukkos, which is a very interesting notion. It's usually the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos is like empty days, like that. And yet, both in Halacha and Hashkafa, there seems to be a significance to these days. So we'll try to discuss that a little bit, both in Halacha and Shkafa. So the Torah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, in the Ramah, Mitzvah l'sakin ha-sukkah miyad l'acha yom kippur. Mitzvah habol yodo al tachmitzena. It's a mitzvah to build your sukkah right after Sukkos. Right after Yom Kippur, rather. Right after Yom Kippur. So there's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer. Fascinating tshuva. I mean, again, not necessarily that we follow this tshuva, but it's a good lumdus, and it has a fascinating notion to it. The tshuva was written by the Avnei Nezer to the Chelkas Yoav, Yoav Yoshua. In page 2, he says, Yikoros mechtovo higiyani b'chol amoyed, Yirma loshi v'almasha darash tishiyan sheshabba, Shabbos bein time. So he speaks about this year. That's why I decided to do this tshuva. Because it's this year when there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So what is the significance of having a Shabbos in between? So his word is that if a Shabbos in between, then you mechuyev to build the sukkah before Shabbos. Even though, likely, if there's a Shabbos in between, you want to build it before Shabbos because after Shabbos is already, Erev Yontif. And practically, and most people will probably build the sukkah before whatever it is. But Al Pi Alumnus, he has this notion, the following, that there's a chilek between, if there are 4 days of plain days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, in contrast where there's a Shabbos in between. So what's the idea? Chashivi mavir al mitzvos. Kevish a Shabbos bein tayim. In other words, if the Shabbos bein tayim and you don't take, so mainly it means like this, that if there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, so that means that this block of time, these 4 days, are divided into two. There's the Yom Kippur, say this year is on a Wednesday, so there's Thursday and Friday, and then the Shabbos, right, the third day, and then there's Sunday. So the Thursday and Friday is considered one zone, and Sunday is considered a separate zone. And since in between there's a zman that you're not allowed to build the sukkah, so that divides it into two separate zones. There's the zrizim zone and the non-zrizim zone. In other words, if it's 4 days, it's all considered one zone, and then, okay, better a little earlier than later, but it's considered one chunk of time. But since it's a Shabbos that cuts in between, that gives it a different halachic category between before Shabbos and after Shabbos. And it's considered mavir al mitzvahs, he says. Kevin she Shabbos bein tayim she'ein roi lasa sukkah. He says, kidei kodim ha-Shabbos v'acha ha-Shabbos shnei zmanim chalukim. It's considered two different, the A track and the B track. Ukshemavir mizman lezman chashiv mavir kamo b'megillah. By right, there's other rishon and other sheni. Leman domer korei ba'other rishon kshemamtin and other sheni chashiv mavir. In other words, the Gemara says when are you supposed to keep sukkah Purim in the leap year? So we keep it on the sheni, but that's only with a special halacha that you're supposed to make Purim next to Pesach, but if it wouldn't have had that halacha, then you should keep it in Adar Rishon, because Eim Avirim Ol Mitzvos. Because once you pass Yud Dalet Tesvav of other Rishon, now you can't read the Megillah anymore. So now you're going into a second Zman. That would be Ein Mavir Mitzvah. That's why the Truma Sedeshin says, if somebody has Yortzeit, they should better keep it in other Rishon. That's the Ramoshit, the why. Because Ein Mavir Mitzvah. It's only considered Ein Mavir Mitzvah if you have one opportunity, then you go to a middle zone where there's no opportunity, and now you go to a second zone where there is an opportunity. So if you pick the second zone, that's Ein Mavir Mitzvah. Because you can't read the Megillah on the end of Adar or the beginning of the next Adar. So Memela, that's considered. So the same thing over here. So it says Umnam Shabaramas of Sibin Tafresh Khafae, Mashmud the Olam Khashiv Mahmitza Mitzvah, Hafil Ain Shabbos Bintime. The Ramos Mash just do it miyad. So it's not my, he does not talk necessarily the Shabbos in between. But he says that Aniyas Daiti is Erak L'chumra. He says that's only L'chumra. In other words, if there are 4 days, no Shabbos in between, so you do Biyad. That's a Chumra. But if there's a Shabbos in between, then Medina. You should build it or start to build it at least before. Wow. So that's his word. And so then he has to count. We could spend hours just doing this Avni Nezer, but we don't have that luxury. So I'll show. I just want to. So he asked another question. Look on page 2 here. Os hey, the bottom left. Makeh. Right? You have to build a makeh, right? Is that considered a mitzvah sesei shazman groma? Because you can't build it on Shabbos. Right? There was the Chalkas Yov was asking of the Nezer. I said, if you're saying that Shabbos is mufka from the mitzvah, and therefore makes it into two zmanim, so if it's mufka from the mitzvah, so then maybe it's a mitzvah sesei shazman groma, because you can't do it on, you can't may have a mak on Shabbos. And l'chora we assume that it's not considered a mitzvah sesei shazman groma. Woman l'chayev in maka also. So that means that it must be that it's not a mitzvah sesei shazman. So it must be that even though you can't build it on Shabbos, it's still considered the zman mitzvah. And it is a davar mibachutz that you can't build it on Shabbos. That doesn't mean that it's not the zman mitzvah. It's still the zman mitzvah. It's a davar mibachutz that's stopping it. See, the Avni Nezer's word is once Shabbos comes, it's not considered not the zman mitzvah anymore. And therefore he says that before Shabbos and after Shabbos are considered two different zmanim. So he's thinking, if that's the case, the Chalkas Yov asked on the Avni Nezer, then it should be considered what? It should be considered a mitzvah essay shazman grama for women. And they should be potter for makia. And l'chora, it's not true. So what does the Avni Nezer respond? So he says no. Because makia, the mitzvah is not only putting it up. Every second that you have the makkah remaining up, you're being mekayim, you're mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah tamidi. Shem nafla makkah, you got to put it back up again. Because the mitzvah is not just putting it up. The mitzvah is and keeping it up permanently. So memela, so therefore on Shabbos, you're still being mekayim the mitzvah. Because it's still being up on Shabbos. So the fact that you put the makkah up before Shabbos and it's still standing on Shabbos, that's a continuation of the mitzvah as well. So what about Mila? What about Mila? Mila, shehikshu hatoises v'kedushu diyachoshev zman grama she'enu balayla. It's not Belaila. V'chol shah hu nimo v'gam Belaila. So he wants to say a chiddush that against what we normally think, that Mila, just the Maisa Mila is the mitzvah. Because if Moshuch, say a person after he cuts the Mila, pulls the skin back. So Mikra Din, it's Potter, Lachsov Limbo. So therefore by Mila, it's only considered Mila Bishaswat, Bishas Techituch. After that, it's not considered Mila. So Mimela, the fact that it's not Balayla and not on Shabbos, maybe that could be considered the Yechoshev Zman Gosha Eidu Balayla. He says, no. In other words, Tos is asking that it should be considered Zman Groma. Why is it considered Zman Groma? Because you can't do the mitzvah every time. You can't do a Balayla. You can't do a B'Shabbos if it's not Bizmano. Right? But Makkah is different, because Makkah, the mitzvah is putting up the Makkah and leaving it put up. By Mila, he's saying the mitzvah is just putting, doing the Mila, and that's it. If you Haraya, if you would pull back the skin, then it's midrabanan, you would still have to get rid of it. But midaraisa, you did the mitzvah. So by Mila, the mitzvah is only focused on the Maisa mitzvah, and if the Maisa mitzvah is only what? On the Maisa mitzvah is not Balayla, not B'Shabbos, right? So then it could be a mitzvah as a Zaman Grama. But Makkah, the mitzvah is not just putting up the Makkah, is keeping it up. And that's always. There's a key of a mitzvah, the fact that it's up on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to put it back up if it fell down, but it's a continuous key of a mitzvah. So therefore, the fact that Shabbos, you can't do the a mitzvah, it's still considered a mitzvah. It's not considered Zman Grama. Or is a ruah of a midod didon she'ein hamitzah achshav ma'ashiyesh lo sukkah. But by sukkah, the mitzvah is not having the sukkah. Like you build the sukkah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is build it so you'll have the sukkah. A midod didon she'ein hamitzah achshav ma'ashiyesh lo sukkah she'ein tzorach lios achshav sukkah rachasiyah hamitzvah. If you assume there's some hechsher mitzvah, you know, let's see. Aval achar asiyah shuvein mekayim mitzvah or bo b'chag. So therefore, by sukkah, it's only the putting up of the sukkah is the, like Rav Shach said, the hechsher mitzvah, or the mitzvah, or part of a mitzvah. So therefore, the focus is only on the asiyah. So therefore, you can't do the asiyah on Shabbos. So therefore, it's not considered what. So therefore, if you choose to do it after Shabbos, so you're choosing to do track B on Sunday, not to do it on Thursday or Friday. So then that's considered that you're postponing the mitzvah. That's considered that you're mevatel zrizim makdimul the mitzvahs. But Mila is similar to sukkah, he's saying, because it's both just the din and the maisa. And Shabbos you can't do the maisa. So Mela, by Makkah, Makkah is even on Shabbos, because even though you can't put it up, but the last thing on Shabbos. So that's the Avnei Nezer's interesting idea. If you look in the Elio Rabbah here on page 4, he says, how come, what's this idea to do it after Yom Kippur? Do it before Yom Kippur. I mean, a lot of people doing it before, right? Especially a year like this. I always buy my Dalet Minim, only one time in my life I bought it after. Because the Dalet Minim represent, what does the Medrash say? That the Dalet Minim represent that we were menatzeach the din of the sorry umas ha'olam are trying to be mekatrik against us, the satan, as the Medrash Brewer explains. If we win the din on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so we were menatzeach. So the Gemara, the Medrash says it's like two people went to court, and we don't know who won the case. And one guy is coming out waving his flag, so we know that he. So that's what the lulav and esrog represent, waving the flag of the nitzachon against the katrugim, shomala. So therefore, to me, even though we don't take it, the whole shaychus of the dal minim is after Yom Kippur. You could say you have it there, they're ready to, you know, wave it after. But to me, till after Yom Kippur, I'm not holding in the esrog and the lulav yet. You know. Oh, so he says here a very fascinating idea. He says that, you know, there's a psikta that says that what? That what's the idea of a sukkah? The idea of a sukkah is that maybe you did something that you chayev golus for, you know, and therefore you're being exiled from your home. And that's what it says in the psikta. So he says like this. Look at the second arrow. He says, "L'chem pirashim elyal zud diusam sof simon delel amadaktikim nogim miad b'motzay yom kippur v'asiyas sukkah." V'alzeh kachali hakeven d'asiyas sukkah mitzvahu heyoset tov l'madaktikim v'asosul v'nei yom kippur. Right? Why is the madaktikim building it right after yom kippur? Hayim sof simon tov reshgim gav kiddush levana. Teruzud hasam l'shayach hachal asos kodim yom kippur d'kriya kafel l'schus. You know, there was a whole question whether you should do Kiddush Levana. A lot of people have the minhag to do it after Yom Kippur. And remember this Motzei Shabbos, so Rabbi Cohen said, you know, he said the Mashkiach of Lesson, Tzatzal. So he was always medactic to do it before. That was the Grosh Shita, to get extra schuyas before, even though the minhag Yisrael is to do it. Yeah, I remember years ago doing it with Rav Lifshitz and Rav Cohen, before Yom Kippur, doing it. But most people have the minhag to do it after. So whatever way. But he says, so by Kiddush Levana, whether to do it before or after, you know, because you get a mitzvah, it's chus. But he says, but when it comes to building the sukkah, there's a difference. Dr. Shosim Hayokibolo, Golos is where we pask in Golos, so that we're forced into Golos. So that's, you know, because we were, it was a Golos, like I think Gutman says, you know, we had a Chiv Golos on Yom Kippur, so now we're going into Golos. It's not shaykh to do it before Yom Kippur. That's Rav Gutman here writes, take a look on page 6 in the Sefer Chaim Lachag. Hatam bezeh bevor midivrei Eliyahu Rabba shehiksha al masha kosov haramo v'amedaktikim meschilim yad. He says, "Nakevin dasiyas asukim mitzvahu hayosir tov l'medaktikim latzozu kodim teretz al pi masha kosov b'medrash lama anu osim sukkah achar yom kippur shem yotza dineinu b'yom ha'kippurim l'golos." Golos means you're forced into Golos. Right. So what do you mean? The yeshiva will be after the Sarah Lomond, the Kavodas al Rabba, the after Iker had Dugma Logolos, we yeshiva, because Mokom, she mechim atzmo, Mokom diros arai, they have a namiki ein hagolos. We should come along zeros hagolos. She's having a chain, okay, Iker is man, bin Yosu, who nami dafka achayom kippur. Okay, so that's the kiyim in Golos. Okay. There is a famous, if you want to see that Chazal about the Golos, here, it's on page 10, in the Psikta of Rav Kahana. Amar v'lozav amarim, lama anu osim sukkah acha yom kippurim? Lomar l'chon shekein amotei b'Rosh Hashanah, Yoshev Kadosh Baruch Hu Medin Al Bay Olam Yom Kippur Hu Chosim Sadin Shem Yotzo Dinam Shal Yisrael Golos. They can't also sukkah golim and matem l'sukkah. That maybe the din of Yom Kippur we have golos, and therefore Ezra Shem over sukkahs. Believe that I'm primarily, hopefully, speak about this topic about the what is the golos that we could be chayiv on, and what's the sukkah, you know, in a greater detail of that idea. So that's the idea that we said till now. That we build a sukkah after Yom Kippur. That's the Ramah. You're supposed to build a sukkah after Yom Kippur, and then right after that, he said. But the Avnei Reza says the Ramah is just the chumrah to do it right away. But the ikir thing is when there's a Shabbos in between, then you should do. And the Shabbos you can't build a sukkah, and the mitzvah of the sukkah of the building the sukkah is just the building of it. So that it's not the ongoing having the sukkah around, you know. It's the building of the sukkah. So that you can't do on Shabbos. So Mela, the first part of after Yom Kippur and the second part are two different zones, and therefore you have to opt for the first zone over the second zone, or else you consider being mevatel this reason. So there is a famous Chazal, now a little Divrei Agada. The famous Chazal, page 11. Kachta mechem ayom harishon. Chivishon hu, halo yom chamishasar hu. Adam im yom rishon, rishon hu lecheshbon avonos. That Sukkot is the rishon of the cheshbon avonos. In other words, we got forgiven on Yom Kippur, so now the clean slate, we got a clean slate. And what, after that? We start. When do we count up our sins again? On the first day of Sukkot. So what about the 4 days in between? That's the big question. So if you take a look, first in the Bichtovim, Minhagim of Rav Avram Kloisner. There are certain Svarim, or Minhagim Svarim, written by Kadmonim. So one of them is Minhagim Maharak, Marino Avram Kloisner. So he writes here on page 18. He says, page 19. Says, "Beim Kippur Sukkos ein nothing. If you also dal yom nosan kach brachu matanul Yisrael, sheinu mona lehem avonos be'elu dal yomim." So what does that mean? We get 4 free days to do whatever we want. Sheinu maschil lehem nimnos al miyom rishon. So what's that? What is that all about? So if you look in the Shalach Hakadosh. So he discusses this. So there are a couple of ideas that he has here, and he writes here. First on Oz Gimel, he quotes this Hagos Maril from Rav Avram Kloisner. He says, "Chor mashma devem shakol mashachotei ha'adam biyomim elu lo yochshav Hashem ovon chalila habim b'zeh." In other words, it sounds like whatever you do, all the sins that you do don't count in these 4 days. You can't say such a thing. Yos haber yomim b'shana hefker. I mean, 4 days in the year is do what you want hefker. Ish kol ha'yoshem ein aviyasa. It's not shaykh to say such a thing. So he says. So what does he say? So he says a gimel. He says, so then he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, Rishon Cheshbon Avonus. He says, Al Rov Didaber. He says, it doesn't mean there won't be Avonus, it means that people are so busy in getting ready for Sukkos that hopefully they're buying the Dalam Mina, they're going, running, coming, so hopefully they won't do Avonus. But it's so that's what he writes over here. But if you look in the Chasam Sofer, so the Chasam Sofer writes something on page 23. This is the Drosha's Chasam Sofer. He says, "The Yasher calls an emetchil on my time of Kor Hashem liyom tezayin mimochras Hashabbos." In Yifenu HaKohen. Right? Pesach is, the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos, right? So there's a poker on Tzidukim. The Tzidukim said, no, if the Torah says Shabbos, then maybe Pesach always starts on Shabbos. My time is called Yom Tov Elv Shal Pesach Shabbos. So he says like this, Ha'in Yerukach, Ki Chol Mitzvah Be'idna De'osik Begina. Any mitzvah that you do, while you're doing the mitzvah, it protects you. Whereas whatever mitzvah you do, it protects you while you're doing it, and that whole day, the whole day. Achim over yomo, but once the day's over, then the hashpa of that mitzvah goes away. Kvarboto korbanu. So he says like this: Leos ki kaparis yom kippurim. Nimsheches gam kol hadalad yomim shebein yom kippur l'sukkos. So Chasam Sofer says more than before. He says that the kapara of Yom Kippur is not only on Yom Kippur; it extends till Sukkos, and that's why Sukkos is called the Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonus, because the kapara is happening still during those 4 days. So that's why, you know, he says the Lashon HaGemara, what do they call in the Gemara Yom Kippur? Somer Rabba. Right? Somer Rabba. So what's the idea of Somer Rabba? Because Yom Kippur expands till Sukkos. And then he says another unbelievable thing. He says, he came to Mamash Eist, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, so Hashem wanted Lazakos as Yisrael, she yelled, Tzchus HaShabbos, Klu Leim Gulosam. But he wanted the Tzchus HaShabbos should be bound into their Gula. So what did he do? He said that you should start taking the Korban Pesach when? The Shabbos before. That was Yud Nisan. And the Gemar of Pesach is the first night of Pesach, when they eat the Korban Pesach. So he says that Kedusha Shabbos of that's before Pesach, that they took the Korban Pesach, is what? Extends till the time that they eat the Korban Pesach. Just like Yom Kippur extends till Sukkos, that Shabbos, normally Shabbos extends till Motzai Shabbos, it's over. But there's a special, obviously you don't do Melacha anymore on Sunday, Monday, but there's a special Hashpah that the Shabbos of Korban Pesach, that's when they started taking the Korban Pesach, exists till they eat the Korban Pesach. So that's why it's called what? Shabbos HaGadol. Just like Yom Kippur is called Tzomer Rabba. It's a big tzom. Why? Because it lasts from Yom Kippur to Sukkos. All these things that have this elasticity, he says in Shas, are all called Rabba or Godol. So he says that Yom Kippur is called Tzomer Rabba. Shabbos, Stam Shabbos is Shabbos, but the Shabbos HaGadol is Shabbos HaGadol. לכן לא נוהל לך עיקר שבס הגול. שום כן יום תזיין ניסן הוא מחרס השבס. So במילא, now you say, why is the first day of Pesach called Machras HaShabbos? Because Shabbos that they took the Korban Pesach had the Hashpah till they ate the Korban Pesach. They ate the Korban Pesach, that's the first day of Yontif. So that first day of Yontif is still part of that elongated Shabbos. So Yom Kippur has this also, this idea. Because Yom Kippur lasts till Sukkot, and that's what Chazal mean, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. And that's why these 4 days are, even though we eat, you know, these 4 days, and we do malacha these 4 days, but the kapara of Yom Kippur is still Nimshach. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. You should know, after I made this packet, I saw something I didn't see, so I would have put it in the packet, but I didn't know about it. So I'm going to tell it over to you. And, yeah. And then, right. So you're saying like this, that by Pesach it was right, and by because he's saying like this. Look what he's saying. He kapar shel mikipur. Why? That was mitzkapel de dal midim kaidu. The golus mi beisul l'sukkos. In other words, because we're having the din on Yom Kippur, and then we're going to have the golus. Sitting in the sukkah, Hashem gave the psak on Yom Kippur that maybe we have golus, and then when do we actually sit in the sukkah? Is that so? That psak is elastic. You know, the hashpah of Yom Kippur is going to sukkahs because that's when we're carrying out the chiv of golus that we might have incurred on Yom Kippur. So therefore it's called Tzomer Rabbah, So there is a Gemara. Those that are learning Yuma this year, there is a Gemara on Daf Chaf in Yuma that says like this: Ha Satan is Gematria what? 364, right? Ha Satan, right? Because Satan is Gematria 359, so HaSatan is 5, and sometimes in Tanakh the son is called HaSatan, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, in Shabbos Chanukah, VaHaSatan Omed Al Yemino HaSatan, even though it's HaSatan. So the Gemara says 364, because the Satan is given Rishus to start up with us 364 days a year, but one day a year he's not given Rishus. That's when? Yom Kippur. That's why, you know, the Shalah, there's a big Shalah in Rosh Hashanah that says that we don't clap al chetz on, we don't mention sins on Rosh Hashanah. Kesel Yom Regenu. We don't do vidui in Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, the Satan is full force. So we gotta Katrig him, we got to mevalbil him, but he's full. Yom Kippur, he has a day off. He's away on Yom Kippur. That's the only day he's not. So therefore, we can say all our sins, and we're not afraid that the Satan's going to use it against us. So that's why it's 364 out of 365 days he's allowed, and one day he's not allowed. It's Yuma Daf Chaf. Take a look. He's not allowed. That's the Gemara. So I just saw just this week for the first time in the Yaros Dvash. That's the Drush Sefer of who? Of Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. Every piece is unbelievable. Yomus Hanayishus. So he says like this, but Lamaisa, it's not Hasotan, it's Sotan. So Sotan is what? 359. So, but there's C365. Right? So he says, because those are the days that really, even though technically Yom Kippur is the only day off, but really the 4 days between Yom Kippur, so there's Yom Kippur, and then there's the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and the first day of Sukkot, where we have a Lulav and Esrog, which is also, you know, a big... So mainly those days, really also, the sun is not in full force, and works as good with this, that that's Rishon L'Chosh Ben Avonus. So mainly, that's why Satan is 359, but there's still 365 days. So really, you'll take off the Yom Kippur, you'll take off the 4 days in between, and then you'll take off the first day of Sukkot.
Isn't Yom Kippur coming up more often than 365 days?
Because
you're
about
noon,
not this. Right, you're not going to have me. But it means... you know, Be'erach. Yeah, somebody. So that's the idea here. And if you take a look at the Chasam Sofer here, on page 28, it says, Iker Sukkah v'lulav hulasas shalom, v'yam Sukkah nekrei Sukkah shalom. He says again that the Dalad Yomim were similar to what we saw in this Shalah. Asukim b'mitzvah zos yesh lahem shalom. Whereas, he says, because, look, you eat the sukkah, but when are you really spending time building it and things like that? That's during the 4 days. The rest of it, you eat the sukkah, you know, you just eat your kezias and you're finished. But the thing that's really time-consuming and things like that is the actual shopping for the lulav and the esrog and putting the sukkah together. So you're so busy, then you're not going to have time to... You need time to have machlokes. You don't have time. There's no time to have machlokes. So sukkah is sukkah shalom. Okay, so let's just review what we talked about. We talked about the Ramah, that you should build the sukkah miyad. We said, why build it miyad? You should build it before. So we saw... in the Eliyahu Rabbah, the way Rav Gutman explained, because the Psikta says Sukkah is a Chiv Golas. So it's only shaykh to speak about a Chiv Golas once the Psak came out of the Chiv Golas. And that includes the building as well, even though we're going to sit anyway afterwards. So that was the... And then we say on the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer that when there's a Shabbos in between, then so the Shabbos is Mafsik. Because the business of Sukkah, of the building of it, is just the building of it. It's not to make sure it remains up. If it remains up, if it blows down, you'll put up again. But the main thing is the building of the Sukkah, so you can't build that on Shabbos. So Mela, it's a... But Makeh is not considered Mitzvah Seisei Shagurama, because Makeh is Shaykh on Shabbos also. Because Kol Zman that it's up, it remains up. Masheinkei Mila, the Mitzvah is only the... It might be considered Mitzvah such as a mangroma, because the doing of the Maisa Mila, you can't do Balayla, you can't do a Shabbos, and therefore it's just the Maisa. Not like the famous Marachor Zeruah that says that Mila is also a continuous mitzvah.
What about Shavuot HaKam?
Yeah.
You can't do
the Shabbos, can you? What, Mrs.
Muktzah? Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be the Rabbanim, but before me the Raisa, they should be able to do it on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. Then we talked about the Fakachtam Chem Yom Yisha Rishmo Lecheshman Avonos, and we saw the Avram Klauser said we're not doing a Averus then. So the Shalosh says, what do you mean you're not doing? You're not responsible for Averus? Of course you are. So the Shlosh says, just practically, you're busy to do Averis. But the Chasam Sofer says, no. Chasam Sofer says that what? That the Kapara of Yom Kippur continues. And that's why Yom Kippur is called Tzomer Rabba in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. And also Shabbos HaGadol, because that Shabbos extends till Pesach. And that's why the second day of Pesach is called Mochrot HaShabbos, because the first day of Pesach is that extension of Shabbos. So we see that by Pesach, we see that by Yom Kippur, the Tzomer Rabba, this idea of the extension. And then one last thing I didn't say is the Kedushas Levi on page 15, that says like this, another pshat in the Parishon L'Cheshban Avonos, that we know that Rosh Hashanah Yikifah is Tshuva Meira, Sukkos is Tshuva Me'ava. So Tshuva Me'ava, there's Donos Anases Kizchuyos. So Mela, what it means, Rishon L'Cheshban Avonos means on Sukkos, Hashem has to count the Avonos again. Why? Because now he's being Mahapechem Tzchuyos. So he has to make a Cheshban Avonos to be Mahapechem Tzchuyos, because Sukkos is the Rishon L'Cheshban Avonos. Not that he's interested in the Cheshban Avonos. He's now interested in the Cheshban Avonos because Tzchuyos Anas, the Averus Anas Tzchuyos. Okay, so and then we discussed the Satan, that is not Mekatreg on Yom Kippur, because HaSatan, 364 days, but we saw the Yaros Devash adds another idea that's HaSatan, but the mice of the word is Satan. So the Satan is 359, so that means the 6 days that really he's off. So there's Yom Kippur and the 4 days in between and the first day of Sukkot. That's another knach in the Satan. Okay, so these are very interesting ideas. There's more to the Tshuva of the Nezer. I don't have time to go through every prat, but it's an interesting Lamdisha thing, the Avnei Nezer. Not so much Lamaisa in terms of practically whether we're going to follow this or not, and even if we build the sukkahs before, people today just practical, but at least I try to get me the dalmin in my way till after Yom Kippur, because like who am I to say that we're ready? There's zochah v'din even before we had the din, so wait till the din is over and then hopefully we'll be zochah v'din, and then we'll buy a dalminim and be able to shake the dalminim to show that we were self-evident. Okay, thank you all for coming. Yamach Hasima Tova.